Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
All right, you can always get yours in at WDJX.com.
Samantha wrote to us. She said, my mom's a receptionist for a big company. She's been answering the phone, greeting people at the front desk for a bunch of years. Figured you might be able to have a little fun with her. How about a little phone tap for my mom, Catherine?
I will say she's very professional, and here's your phone tap on DJX.
Good morning, Industries. This is Catherine.
Well, good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thank you. How can I direct your call?
Well, I think it's you that I want to talk to. Are you the director of First Impressions?
Am I the what?
Director of First Impressions. You answer the phones. You greet people. You are that first impression.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Catherine, I'm sure you've got a lot on your plate, but you seem like the type of person who gets things done around there. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
At the end of the day, you're the person who can get the ball rolling and create synergy in that customer-centered environment. Am I right?
I do schedule some of the activities for the managers.
Well, perfect. Let me introduce myself, Catherine. My name is Steve Jones, and I'm a motivational speaker for businesses.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, I come to companies like yours and speak to your team members about value-added action plans so that at the end of the day, we've created a win-win for stakeholders in and out of the building.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, let's put a pin in that and circle back. That was a lot to unpack. Am I right?
Yes. Is there someone that I can have you talk to here? I'm not really clear about what you're talking about.
Well, Catherine, I speak to companies like yours to help them leverage their verticals so that they see with a fresh set of eyeballs and aggregate what's in that pipeline. I can give a 45-minute motivational speech so that going forward, you and your colleagues can really move the needle.
I don't think we have a need for something like that.
Am I sensing pushback, Catherine?
A little bit.
Well, I'd love to get something on the books for next week. Maybe by EOB Friday. I'm going to be out of pocket until then.
Out of what? Can you just talk in real words?
Oh, Catherine, I don't want to really drill down to that level of granularity. I speak to businesses, and I use words that businesses like to hear. These are business words. So the takeaway is that you are a company who needs a paradigm shift to your core competency. Am I right?
No.
Look, I don't want to discourage you, but you sound like someone who's honestly, who's read a bunch of business books and memorized a bunch of phrases, but you're not really saying anything.
Oh, the shade.
Have you ever actually given a motivational speech?
Oh, shade.
Oh.
Oh.
Catherine.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, I mean, not yet, but I have business cards and brochures.
Well, I don't know how successful you're going to be, but if you want to motivate people, you need to talk to them in language they understand.
Yeah, good advice.
Wow. Catherine, you're right. You are very motivational.
Well, I don't really know about that.
No, really, you are. You really opened my eyes. I don't really want to be a motivational speaker. I want to concentrate on my other job.
What's your other job?
Oh, I couldn't. It's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
Oh, well, it is, Catherine. You see, I'm on 99.7 DJX. I'm that guy who calls people with crazy phone taps and puts them on the radio.
What?
Catherine, it's Ben Davis. You're on 99.7 DJX. See, Samantha thought we could have a little fun with you today.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? What a weird call. That was so crazy.
Motivational speaker.
Have you ever given a motivational speaker? No.
Absolutely not. That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. Text messages. Totally needed to use that voice more often. I've never been so pumped for work.
Oh, yeah. Look.
You there in the blouse wearing the New Balance sneakers.
Yes.
You've done your hair.
In the Toyota Corolla.
You are ready for work.
You look great.
Those TPS reports don't stand a chance. You and your girlfriends will get your steps in at work as you walk around downtown, maybe over even to Starbucks or Quiznos.
Your break room party is going to be lit.
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 Welcome
to your Tuesday.
To... the office motivational speaker. We see you, Carol. We see you, Janet. We see you, Molly.
Don't forget about Bob. Got to throw the boys in there, too. Throw a bone.
All right, so there you go.